Ooh, mercy. It's Jordan from Let's Dig Into That, and you are about to hear part two of our conversation with the one, the only, Cassie Fortman. In part one, Cassie was courageous enough to share her heartrending journey into the church at the age of 18 in search of community and stability. Her guides within that organization led Cassie away from herself and into the arms of abuse. Somehow, in this ass-backward, high-control situation, Cassie was stripped of support, reassured of her sin, publicly shamed in front of everyone she knew, and then cast off as dead. There is life-saving power in women sharing their stories, bravery that threatens the very institution asserting control. Please, please join us as Cassie leads us through her thoughtful recovery, her colorful healing, and how she has rebuilt trust in the little voice inside. And now, part two.
Welcome back to the Let's Dig Into That podcast, everyone. I am again here with a very special guest. She is the great connector from the nonprofit sector. She is the beautiful picture taker and the dream maker. It's Cassie, everybody. Thank you so much for being here again.
Cassie freaking Fortman.
Oh my goodness.
Did you like your intro?
I did. That was so good. That's one of my favorite parts of your pod.
That is so sweet of you to say.
The way you guys love on each other with your words, it fills me up and I'm not even a part of it. I'm like, oh, that's so
Oh, you are now. You are in this official pod member.
Thank you.
So I'm super psyched for part two, mostly because it's all the good. We get to talk about your healing journey now, mm-hmm. and after recapping everything that you've been through, where did your journey start in your healing process?
The healing process for me really was kicked off in my forced therapy in college, which I'm so grateful for, and he's still my therapist to this day. I don't remember if I had mentioned that, but so he knows me better than anyone because he's seen me grow through so many chapters of my life.
Absolutely.
And so I strongly recommend therapy and personality tests of your choosing. Enneagram is just one, but there's tons of things out there like what color are you, or what, however basic or complicated you want to get, just get to know yourself better outside of the noise of what everyone else believes and is telling you. Get to know yourself better so that you can heal and then be able to give to other people once you're feeling better.
Oh my gosh, that's such a great answer. And on our logo, one of our catchphrases is permission to be yourself. And that you just described it better than we've ever been able to. When someone's like, hey, what do you mean by that? You just said it.
Nailed it. And so how much I feel like in that setting was your partnership with your therapist, you know, a little bit, because I would have been protective of, I have so much of my story that I don't know I've been trained not to share.
Yes.
But I also see you as this perilous advocate for there's better on the other side. Mm-hmm. And I am so hungry for that. So how much, you know, encouragement did you need to kind of open up about all the stuff?
Not too much. I felt really safe in that space. And I think that's so valuable to just be able to talk. And so if you have a therapist or a dear friend, but preferably a therapist, because really we can, your friends aren't professionals. And really, if you have something, the therapists have tools for you that are vetted and proven and are something that could really help you, or your friend might be like, I don't know, just eat more ice cream, girl. You just eat as much ice cream, which you can, you know.
Good advice in the moment.
You can get some endorphins that way. It can actually make you feel better.
For the protein. Just for the protein.
That's right, protein.
But getting your arsenal of tools, like you said, that you can use and apply in your everyday life. That's...
Yes.
Are there tools... They don't have to be strictly from therapy,
mm-hmm.
but what are some of the tools that you practice to remain...
Or rituals, even.
Or rituals to remain inside yourself.
One of the biggest ones that's super important to me and is pretty sacred is journaling. And for anyone who instantly prickled at that, it really can be just such a great way to check in with yourself pretty quickly. And that motion of handwriting, if you can, has that brain and hand connection. That's a scientific term, I'm sure. And yes.
We'll get the neuroscience backing on that hand brain.
And if you can just ask yourself, what do I need right now? And stay quiet for a second. Just have that quiet time and wait for the answer. It'll come to you. And that's something that I do every day. It's a morning check-in with myself. And I know the answer. I know what I need. It's usually pretty simple, especially starting the day. It's usually you need to drink some water. You need to do some stretching. And maybe, like, you need to check in with your mom or this friend or something like that. And the answer will come. And if you can follow that up with providing that for yourself, redeveloping my relationship with myself and my trust with myself. Because breaking that at a, you know, pretty young age was probably the worst thing I could have done for my development. So healing that feels incredible. It's like getting to know a friend.
Yeah.
You know, in a way.
Your tender little baby self. Because this is a metamorphosis. Because I can only... So the last ranking was church. Like, we're doing this work for God first.
Yes.
And then that man of the house, whatever, leader of the household. And where did Cassie fall in that time in your life versus now you wake up and you are your first thought? Was that...
Not...
Were you fifth on the list? I'm like, are we even on it at that point?
Not really, because you're supposed to be selfless and serve other people. And a lot of decisions are made for you. Like, these are the things that you can wear. These are the things that you can read. These are what you can listen to and enjoy. So you don't really get to ask yourself, what would I like to listen to? I think music is awesome for setting a mood of what you're doing. And there was a lot of music that witnesses can't listen to. And so just tuning in and getting to know myself again and honoring what answer comes up is pretty cool.
So I'm in love with this, truly. Like, the concept of the morning check-in and asking yourself what you need. What is it, Mel Robbins who does the high five thing? Do you guys
high five habit?
High five habit.
Cassie taught me about that wisdom.
So I love that, but here's sort of the tough question that comes next. Mm-hmm. How long did it take you to hear what it was you needed?
It took years.
Wow.
Because I struggled a lot with negative self-talk. Like, if you hear some of the things I used to say to myself, you would be furious. And
that's how you turn me up. I don't like negative self-talk at all.
I was it was something I really struggled with and worked through in therapy. And so another tool in my toolbox that I'll get out for you that my therapist taught me is the slice of grace cake.
Okay.
Cut yourself a slice of grace cake and you better freaking eat it and give yourself a break and stop saying mean things to yourself.
Wow.
So I say that to my friends now. As a cake
lover, JT is equally in. High five in and eat cake.
New sweatshirt.
Grace cake.
Cut yourself a piece of grace cake. That.
For real. Be kind to yourself, for goodness sake.
And what is being female too? Like, even outside, I didn't have the evangelical experience, but berating myself is something that was trained in. I need to get small. And JT's word is gentle. I like the grace cake, but he's like, you have got to be gentle on yourself. And my response is usually, you haven't heard the half of it. Like, that is,
that's what I said out loud.
Was just, that's nothing compared to what's going on in this head. Really so bad. Years, because that is a journey. And so, yeah, that knowing inside, that intuition. And now, what's your turnaround time when you check in the morning?
It's like a conversation. And I'm just there with myself, and I'm in it. And it's so lovely. And I do it at the end of the day, too, Which is what, you know, I end up the end of the day usually in a bath with a candle and my book and maybe a little snack. And I'm just enjoying.
Maybe a little snack. Little snackitizer in the tub.
Little bath snack.
Little bathitizer. Yes. Yes.
If you want me to fall asleep, I got the perfect recipe.
And you saw us look at each other. The only reason we're laughing so hard is because you're like saying Jordan's routine.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Truly. I love a little. Yeah, absolutely. I can party in there. I like set up camp. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I've got entertainment. I've got shows. I've got books, snacks, beverages. Yeah.
I bring in Jordan?
See me when I'm pruning.
Where's Jordan? Check the tubs because it's not always the same one.
Yeah. I bring in a kettle for when the water runs out and I'm refilling that. It's risky, but
it's worth it. It's worth it. It is. That's part of.
I have a garden tub at my house, and I think my water heater was not the right match for that. So
have I kettled for hot bath? Abso-stinkin-lutely. Yeah. I have. Yes. I have. Yeah. You are my spirit, darling. Yes, I feel so seen.
So that's an amazing self-care routine. I want to know more about that. What are the other things that you do to make sure that you're taking care of yourself?
Some other things would be trying to be mindful about what I'm eating. Coming out of the holidays, I'm like coming out of a fog of, you ate it all. All of it. Didn't even question
those
it.
Chestnuts roasting. They get us.
So making the choices that is food as fuel and medicine instead of whatever I can eat as fast as possible. Or whatever delicious, sweet thing is, you know, right there. Because people love to bring me treats, and I love to eat them. So I did. So being mindful about the eating and water intake. Checking in with friends. I think there's a lot of power in the check-in. Doing art just because is a huge part of why my house is a mess, because I just like having my stuff out so I can paint or draw, or I really will always have my notepad and at least two pens on me at all times. And if I don't, I feel like something's
naked.
Wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Because what if I have an idea and it needs to be captured? And so those are some things that are really genuine to me that I am holding on to just keep feeling good and being healthy.
Awesome. Amazing.
And what, I guess, at this moment, I think with this awareness of who you are, where do you see yourself? Is it at home or in this rich new life of this might be the real world? Where do you feel you're most authentic?
It's a variety of places because of the different roles and hats that I wear. So I could be in front of a meetup leading people and, you know, trying to raise the vibe and get people excited to be there and see each other, or spending one-on-one time with a friend and just being present with them and having that kindred spirit exchange like I'm doing with you guys right now of just sharing our experiences. Not that anything has to be fixed. It's just sharing.
Just
and
putting it
feels,
out there.
It feels a little bit better.
Sharing your shit to shake the shame.
That's T-shirt. Kinda... It's gotta be made. Whenever
swag
you have
moment.
your swag store, I'll take one of each, please. Just know
we
that.
We got you in your gift package.
Yeah. Creating, photographing is kind of a place where I feel like I get to disappear behind my camera in a way. I know that's not real. But it feels like it because you just have this little tiny square that you're capturing those moments, those beautiful glances between people, or just the way the hands fit together, or whatever it is, and that texture of that beautiful wedding cake, whatever it is that you are getting to be a part of. Photography is not as precious as it used to be. It's been very, you know, so everyone has a really dang good camera in their back pocket right now. And that's okay. I think that's good. But I wish more people would trust photographers to still come in and let us show you what you look like when you're and love and laughing and enjoying each other's company. So hire a photographer.
I couldn't agree with you more. I miss Shameless film. Plug. I know, in the excitement of, oh, I wonder how many of those might be suitable. Mm-hmm. So it is. It's amazing talent. And I love that you're calling it a home and not a studio. So I think that counts, that your space is your creative cave. I think that's just so heavy.
Creative cave.
I love it.
I'm into that.
We'll get a sign made. We'll get that. So I am going to circle back, though, because we are on this healing journey. I feel that I would be writing. What I need is to figure out if I can talk to God anymore, because I think that relationship would have been hard not to cut off completely, and that might be the case. But if you're willing to share, I'm curious about what your relationship with God might be.
My relationship with God... That's a big question.
I went for it.
And it's come a long way in 10 years. I will say that. It was super painful to believe that God hated me and that I was gonna die a really awful death any year now. You know, anytime it's gonna happen. And so I've gone from feeling scared and ashamed to being more like, maybe there's something there that is not pissed at me for my life choices, to today of feeling like it's such a personal experience for every person. There's so many different ways to believe that there is someone or something or force or whatever that wants your highest and greatest good. And it is something that you can tap into by listening and being quiet and being true to yourself, and that you don't need other people to facilitate that for you. I don't think I need a place, a designated spot to connect with whatever it is. I don't have a good term for it.
The energy, but yeah. Yes, the source, the universe power, is the universe. What I
would typically... The universe, Stella, is
Stella
something
comes up
used.
In this house.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so, and interesting that you go to inside when there's a gentleness about the way you talk about how far that relationship has come, mm-hmm. where you had, I'm going to say it, all these outside old white guys of wisdom.
Yeah.
Those were the ones educating you that God was pissed at you.
Yes.
And wow, that's a transformative journey to come all the way back.
Really,
and so
is.
To be able to look inside, is that voice? Do you think that voice is, that you're checking in with, is connected?
I think it's connected. I don't know exactly how or where it's that happens, but whenever I do that, it feels so much just pure love. That must be what God or the universe or whoever wants. I don't think that God is a hateful, vengeful, violent, you know, person up there. So that's where I've landed.
That's so beautiful. Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah.
That's my word for this
episode.
Are
you choked up?
Well, no, it's just, you are truly an inspiration. And so just to think about where you are, like thinking back to who you had for counsel, who you could go to with your issues before, and then the way that therapies change your life. That's meaningful for me because, again, you got all of your advice from a council, a panel of people mm-hmm. that dictated your being. And now you are one of the most defined individuals I've ever met. And so
Thank
it's
you.
Just, yeah.
Yeah, powerful.
It's powerful.
It is. It's unbelievable. So now who you choose to surround yourself with, and especially at these meetups and the non-for-profit that you run, like, what is your crew like? Like, are you
It's
very
the coolest!
Are you particular? Oh. Is it a tiny corner or is it a vast corner? Like, who's in? Because it
Both.
Seems from this side,
yes.
everyone is in your corner.
So I'm so lucky to have a lot of entrepreneurs in my life, and I think that they are the bravest, most badass people, because you've got this dream and this gift and a skill that you're so good at, and then you get brave enough to say, I think I'm gonna get my ass out there and and make my life happen with this amazing
talent.
Yeah. And I think that's so beautiful. So starting the guild was about bringing those people together in our sweet little one-stoplight town, which is just the right size for me, that I don't feel like I don't matter, because I can, when I check my mail, I know somebody, they're waving at me at the grocery store, and everyone here is really kind and friendly. So pretty much our town is my tribe, as well as, of course, my family, that I'm so lucky that they took me back. I'm so lucky that they took me back.
Oh, you are missable. You are missable.
Thank you. I missed me too. Mm-hmm. I did. I missed me too. And I have a sweetheart now, for anyone who was like, oh, her poor little heart. So I found a fella who really values me as a person. And we don't live together. We have our own independent homes. And we are really happy that way, because we're both really busy. So when we see each other on the weekends, we've really missed each other, and we catch up and enjoy each other. And then I don't feel ashamed of my laundry pile and my dishes, because that's my mess, and he has his dishes, and it doesn't matter, because we just want to be together. And so he's wonderful. He's an important person in my tribe, for
your
sure.
Sweetheart.
That is so sweet. I feel like I'm just coming in with all the darkness and asking the hardest
questions. We count on you. We count on you.
Was it hard to open up to another man?
I waited to really get to the point of it being genuine. I think it's important to date, to go out on dates and try things. So for sure, had some really weird experiences. For sure, people lie about how tall they are. Oh, man. Don't do that, guys.
And tell the truth.
Just tell the truth.
Tell the truth.
And so with Aaron, it just feels so joyful, and I feel so valued, and he's never ever made me feel bad about myself in any capacity, which has not been the case with any other partner in my life. And so it means a lot to me. And he's an incredible cook.
Ooh, which nice.
Which is wonderful. And he adores my piggy Hennessy. Ooh. He'll come.
So
and
that's right. There's a pig. There's a pig, people.
That's right. We haven't brought her up yet.
First off, you deserve a great guy, and it sounds like you found a winner. Yeah. Truly.
Yes.
Because feeling seen and heard is like the most important part of a relationship, in my opinion. Like, you have to feel that value. And so, man, that makes me happy to hear.
Yeah. He's a gem.
Now we can talk about the pig.
Yes. And, yes, your sweetheart is rocking it, and that just makes me so happy. But Cassie is also a member of our No Kids by Choice Unintentional Club. Yeah. But her love abounds, as we can tell. And so there is a pig. So when she came to talk to us about doing some photos for our elopement, she brought it up. Oh, your dogs must smell my pig. And I thought, oh, she's been sent from heaven. This is my people. So would you please do this the honor of introducing your
I absolutely will.
Snort maker.
So Hennessy is my sweet little pig roommate that lives in my house. She's lived there for her whole life, which is such a really an honor to love a being for their whole life. And she is 8. She is about 160 pounds. She is so much to snuggle. She absolutely she jumps up on the couch. And so I don't live entirely alone. She's plenty of personality. Yes.
Oh,
so she's plenty. Awesome. You can find her on Instagram at Henny the Hog. And she'll brighten up your day for sure.
She will. She does have accessories. She has little stuffies and snugglies. Yeah, she sings a little bit. She does accompany she does. You. A happy birthday.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you sent us a voicemail on our wedding day of singing us happy wedding day and Henny's in the background. Yeah.
Yep.
We still have that.
She carries a tune.
Yeah. It was a big deal. Yeah. It was a very big deal.
I like, that's what we do for people's birthdays. Most of the time we like to call them and sing happy birthday. And sometimes I do more than one take because she gets super annoyed.
Mom, again.
So, yep, she's my girl.
Oh, we're going to get so many questions. Yes, there's a cute doggy door that she
the
has
biggest
free
they
reign.
Make.
She greets folks on the street. She's quite popular. I'm mm-hmm. sure there are folks that bring snacks.
Absolutely.
I have strawberries here in the house to send home with Cassie today to buy Henny's affection.
Mm-hmm.
But, oh my gosh. Yeah, the healing cuddle of a mini
it's
hog.
Truly incredible. That's, mm-hmm. again, my word for this episode. I got to move on. I'm curious, Cassie, other people who are in a position where they feel stuck, where they feel like they don't have their freedom to be themselves, do you have any advice that you'd give to people in a situation like that?
If you don't have the freedom to be yourself and the people that you are around, they are not your people. And you are your person first and foremost. You were born with you and you are the only person that's going to be there the whole time. So check in with yourself, get to know yourself and what you love and value and enjoy and believe. And don't waste your time on anybody who makes you feel bad about yourself or who gives you the ick. They're not worth your time because that's the only, you know, great equalizer is time. And we all have the same hours in a day. And choosing to give someone that gift of your time, it's really a gift. And don't waste it on people who don't appreciate it. Spend it with people who appreciate you. And so for if there happened to be someone who's still in the JW organization who hears this somehow, there's a world out there full of awesome people and they will help you. There is help. There are resources. You can rebuild a life outside of that. It'll take some time, but you can absolutely do it. So...
Well said. That is well said.
Good question.
In the very first pre-production meeting we did with this, I wasn't there, but you said a catchphrase that we sort of held on to.
As I tried to get you riled up in anger, I was just like, I am fuming. And I tried to do it right here in this conversation too. And you had a beautiful response that rocked my world that was mantra-esque that I was like, I could stand to write that down.
Right. You either get bitter or you get better.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something you heard or is that a Cassie OG?
I'm sure I heard it. Man,
yeah,
I'm incredible. I'm a quote-loving fool. And before I came, I actually was looking back to see how far back my photos go. And on my phone, they're 2014. So right when I was escaping and you know, starting out. And so yeah, bitter is not a good look on anybody, and it's certainly not something that you want to let root and grow in your heart and personality and mind. And staying angry really at other people, and I know you've heard this, is like taking poison yourself and expecting it to hurt another person. They're not thinking about you. They don't care about you. You are only going to hurt yourself. So you might as well drink chocolate milk and take a bath and get better. Yeah. You know, get better. Yep.
The reason I think that was resonated so much with us is because you can't get better if you're bitter. Oh. And that's the whole point.
That's resentment and bitterness will
block bitterness you up. And resentment are the same thing, hand in hand. And you can't grow if you're living in a state of bitterness or resentment.
Totally.
And I'm becoming all too aware of where I stand on that spectrum of possible success. Because I think I want to make sure that my bitterness is heard appropriately before I can release.
Yeah,
so you
let
have
it go.
Truly, yes, inspired
and
me.
Yeah. The things that you let go, though, then there becomes a space for something else to come in. If you're holding on to that ugly memory or experience or crappy thing somebody said about you or that you were have been treating yourself, let it go, man, because something else much more beautiful and true is going to come in, but you got to make space for it. Space and time for the good, so.
Space and time for the good. This has been space and time for my good.
Yeah, are you kidding me?
Me too.
Floating.
Like, we've flattered you enough, but these are the kind of things that people will hear and it will impact their lives for the better.
That means
a
lot.
Well, it means a lot that you're here and willing to share. And so.
So brave. So courageous.
This is.
And good looking. Sorry. I hate to just diminish, but yeah, it's true.
I appreciate you so much.
It is very true. But thank you again for being here. It has been
my honor.
A beautiful discussion. I'm so glad we got to talk about all the wins and the good, and you are truly an inspiration. So thank you for being here.
Cassie freaking Fortman.
Cassie freaking Fortman.
Yes. Thank you, my darling.
All right, everybody. Until next time, I'm JT.
I'm Jordan.
I'm Cassie freaking Fortman.
Yes! That's right. Be brave, beautiful friends.